But when that loan or a combination of the loans that you have gets to where you are stressed when you pay them, it's wrong and it's unhealthy. It is wrong and it's unhealthy in every aspect of your life. We are called to trust God for all of our needs. And there's a fine line between using money wisely and recklessly getting in debt. Okay? 1 Timothy 6:10 says this, "For the love of money is the root of all evils." Now, does that scripture, I've heard this quoted, you know, money's the root of all evils. But that isn't what the scripture says, is it? Let's read it together and see where I've put capital letters. Let's stress that. Are you ready? "For the love of money is the root of all evils. It is through craving that some of us have wandered away from the faith and pierced their hearts with many pangs." How many of us has felt our hearts pierced with those pangs? It's not fun, is it? You know, deep within yourself, this is not the way it's supposed to be. But something draws us to continue spending, doesn't it? Something draws us. I believe it's wrong. And I think we need to fix it just as quick as I can, as we can. And that's what this teaching series is about. Jamie and I have created a standing rule in our house. You may agree and you may not. And that's all right. United Methodist Church is built on people who can agree to disagree. Amen? But this works for us. In our house, we have proclaimed that credit cards are evil and unethical in their business practices. That's just what we've said. That comes from personal experience. That comes from years of people coming to my office and wanting counseling because of the way credit card companies are treating them. They admit they've done things that are wrong, but now they're wanting to turn around. But the bad thing is, the credit card company doesn't care. The credit card company doesn't care about your life. The credit card company doesn't care that you need to buy diapers and baby food instead of pay your Visa bill this month. They don't care. Trust me, I've been there, and I hate to admit that. They don't care. They don't care. Well, you know that old saying, "That's what I believe, and I'm sticking to it." That's what I believe, and I'm sticking to it. Well, if you have a credit card, we need some tips on how to use it, right? Well, I would suggest a MasterCard or Visa debit card. How many times have I said that now in this teaching series? That may be too far, excuse me. However, if you think you absolutely, absolutely have to have a credit card, here are four tips. Get only one credit card account for your household. One credit card account. Commit to pay every penny every month. This is a biggie. Every penny every month. If you buy something and you can't pay for it in that month, then don't buy it. Don't buy it. Three, pre-plan how you will use your credit card. The most damaging credit card use, and where the idea of plastic explosives comes into play, is impulsive buying. You hear what I'm saying on that? Four, don't let your credit card become a source of pride and showiness because of your buying power. I remember whenever I got out of college, that was big. It sounds silly, but it was big. Yeah, what's your credit limit on your credit card? You don't want to know, you'd be jealous. Right? Final thoughts. I hope today was helpful. Trust me, Jamie and I have been living without credit cards for 7 years now. It's like people tell me about raising three boys. There is life after raising three boys.